another journey. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise you tonight. We thank you for your word. We give you blessing in God's word, in God's name. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Last night, I told you about my little great-grandson, Clark. And I told you that I'll tell you what happened to him. He fell into a small pool, and he drowned. And they found him there and lifted him out and rushed him to the hospital, and he got a heartbeat, and his heart began to beat stronger, and our family was excited and glorifying God. And I told you that we have faith in God. We have faith in God in the morning. We have faith in God in the noonday. We have faith in God in the evening time. And a few hours ago, little Clark David Mayer slipped over into the arms of Jesus. And I have just as much faith tonight as I did last night. I know my God. And I shout to victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know my God. Thank you, Lord. Have faith in God. Well, what happened, Brother Copeland? Let me remind you. Faith is always now. Now, faith is. Faith is always now. If it isn't now, it isn't faith. Amen. I had faith last night that little Clark would live. Hey, he's alive. Little Clark David is more alive than anybody in this room. For my faith is now. My faith is now. Somebody give God praise in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give the Lord one more praise and then you may be seated, please. Thank you, Lord. Fortieth anniversary prophetic feast. I am feasting tonight on the glory of God. I'm feasting my soul on the things of God. And I announce to you tonight that God's word is true. I don't care whether you believe it or not, or whether I believe it or not. God's word is true. It is absolute truth. It is absolute light. It is absolute good. And it always has been. And it always will be. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Copeland, did Jesus take your little grandson? No! No! A million times no! Well, I'm so sorry you lost him. I didn't lose him. He's not lost. I know exactly where he is. He knows exactly where I am. The only difference is he just moved. He just left town. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. And as we approach this marvelous covenant tonight, we approach it with humble hearts, thrilled hearts, hearts full tonight with praise and honor for our great God. Thank you. From the book of James, please. The second chapter. And let's begin reading with verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, if one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Notice very carefully the 17th verse. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. I want to call your attention to the word works. Weymouth's translation of the New Testament translates that phrase thusly. In fact, just read it directly from the Bible. If so, faith, if it hath not corresponding action, it's dead. Faith. What is faith? Faith is a spiritual force. It is a powerful, powerful, unseen force. It is the unseen force used by the Almighty God to create the universe. He is a faith God. Faith is generated by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let me say it like this. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the covenants of blood. Amen. This book is a covenant book. Covenant God is a covenant-making God. Who was the biggest loser? Satan? No. God. God lost his man. God lost the woman he created with his own hands. God had given Adam absolute authority over this planet, and his own created son committed high treason and bowed his knee to the devil, and the devil took over. Adam had a leash on this earth, and as such, he was literally the God of this world. And then, by covenant, God brought the blessing on Adam. And then, the blessing came. And the blessing of Abraham. How did the blessing of Abraham come? By faith, by covenant. Abraham believed God. Amen goes right there. Abraham believed God. Having faith in God. Shall we go to the book of Romans, please? Thank you, Father. Fourth chapter. The 16th verse. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise or the covenant might be sure to all the seed. We are the seed of Abraham. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him, or like him, whom he believed, even God, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calls those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now notice this. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, and he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. How do you give glory to God? By being strong in faith. Being strong in faith. Strong in the good times. Strong in the bad times. Strong in the strong times. Strong in the weak times. Always strong in faith. Always being strong in faith. Now there are certain fundamental rules concerning. As I said, faith is a spiritual force. It is an absolute force. There are laws that govern it. Take, for instance, the laws that govern electricity. They are very, very definite laws. And aren't they a blessing? But the same electricity that provides the cooling, the same electricity that provides power to the sound system, therefore I can speak to 50,000 people and be heard. Glory to God. But you violate the laws of electricity and it will kill you. So there, my friend, is the blessing and the curse. This is a natural force. Comes from the natural world. Faith comes from the spirit world. There is a world of the spirit. It is even richer than this natural world. For God, who is a spirit, created all natural things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, if we turn to the book of Mark, and we go to the 5th chapter, marvelous, wonderful, the 4th and 5th chapters of the book of Mark flowing together in faith, all the way through the 11th chapter, marvelous, wonderful things, especially these words that fell from the lips of the Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Through this, you can also see the loving life of Jesus and how easy He is to serve and how easy He is to receive from. Verse 25, before I read the first verse, let me tell you. The reason the Holy Spirit saw fit to put these cases and these verses in the new covenant is because they are perfect examples of faith. They are perfect examples of faith. Anyone, are you listening to me now? Anyone that will do these four things that this woman did can receive anything they want and anything they need from Jesus Christ, the Lord God of Nazareth. Anyone. Absolutely anyone. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Another account says, touched the hem of his garment. Jesus. This is not talking just simply the hem of his clothes. Jesus, being a rabbi, wore the clothes of a rabbi. And his prayer shawl would be worn here, so that at a time of prayer, you pull that prayer shawl up, bring it up over your head, and in that place it's called your tent. That came down so that it came out just below his top garment. So it would come right about here. Always, always could be seen. Everybody knew. They did not know he was Messiah, but they knew he was a rabbi. Amen. So, she knew that if I can touch the hem of that prayer shawl, she had been taught that that's where the anointing is. The hem of that. If I can just touch the hem of that prayer shawl, I know I will be made whole. Hallelujah. All right, let's read. She touched his garment. Now listen. For she said. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, or immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body she was healed of that plague. Now notice this. The fountain of her blood dried up. But now wait. Let's look at it again. I want to make certain and sure you get this. Immediately, wait a minute. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. That is her faith speaking. And immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And then she felt it. Then she felt it. She said it. She believed it. She said it. And then she felt it. She didn't feel it and then say, oh, I got it. No, she had it. She had it before she ever came outside. Hallelujah. Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue, actually, it's the Greek word dunamis. Dunamis. Power. We get our word, the singular word behind that is dynamon. We get our word dynamite from that power. That Greek word. Dunamis. Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Who did this? Who touched me? Well, Brother Copeland, he's God. Don't you know he knew who touched him? No. He didn't function as God. He didn't call himself God. He called himself the Son of Man. He could do nothing without the anointing of God. And we know it was the anointing because in the fourth chapter of the book of Luke, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Most people don't know that Jesus is a preacher. He preached. He taught more than anything else. Taught, preached, and healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a preacher. Hallelujah. He's a teacher. And he's a healer. And he's the same tonight as he ever was. And he will be that way forever. Glory to God. And soon and very soon, we surely will meet the King. Hallelujah. Now then, his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked around about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all. She told him how long she'd been in. She told him about the doctors. She told him she was a woman of means and now had nothing. She told all of this. That's the reason we know it. She told him all the truth. And Jesus said unto her, daughter, my power has made thee whole. No. Daughter, O Almighty God have made thee whole. No. Daughter, thy faith Yeehaw! Thy faith has made thee whole. Hallelujah. Yeah. Your faith can make you whole. Yeah. What was the connection here? The contact of her hand touching that prayer shawl made a demand on the anointing of Jesus, and that power flowed. How do we know this? Because they said, sir, many people are touching you. Many people. The touch of curiosity. The touch of, he's famous. We want to touch him. No action. But the very moment that faith that comes from God rose up in that woman's heart, sometime in that 12 years, she heard about Jesus. What did she hear? She heard somebody was relaying his messages. She heard that he was anointed. She heard that he's going around preaching a message on the blessing. He's preaching the blessing. He's preaching the blessing. She heard that, and she knew, and faith came. Faith came. Now, can't you just see her? She's bled so much that she's just, she's very weak. And she says, I know. I've heard these testimonies. I know. Everywhere he goes, he preaches the same thing, that God has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has given me an anointing to preach recovery of sight to the blind. He's given me anointing to heal the brokenhearted. He's given me an anointing to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, which is supernatural debt increase. And people were telling her all of these messages that he's preached, and faith began to come. Faith began to come. And people are telling her things and relaying testimonies to her. 12 years. Read the 5th chapter of the book of Leviticus and you can see it. Read it. She was a shut-in. She actually took her life in her own hand. And read it, as I said, in the 5th chapter of the book of Leviticus. She could have been stoned for being out in public for having an issue of blood beyond her normal period. She took her life into her own hands because there, right next to Jesus, is Jairus, the man who is leader of the synagogue in Capernaum. Jesus and his ministry headquarters is in Capernaum. He had just come from across the lake where he delivered the madman of Gadara. He lived in Capernaum. This was in Capernaum. And they had all the lookouts for him. Oh, he's coming in. He's coming in. And he just came up to the shore and Jairus fell at his feet. And said, my little daughter is sick unto death. Let's go back and read it, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 22. There cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. When he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. And Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him, and a certain woman. I want you to notice something about this. We know from what the Bible says in verse 42, verse 41, he took the damsel by the hand. Jairus said, come lay your hands on her. So he took her by the hand. Now notice this. And he said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, now listen, damsel, I say unto you. What did Jesus just do? We're going to see it in a moment in the 11th chapter where he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And he used his faith and he said, little girl, I say unto you. He took her by the hand. I want you to notice. The woman stopped him. What stopped him? Her faith. And he just stopped. Jairus is right here. What moved Jesus to come? Jairus' faith. And so he said, come. He said, okay. And the woman stopped him. So it was not the Spirit of God. It was not the Father telling him to go and to stop. No, no. It was the faith of the people. It was the faith of the people. The faith stopped him. Faith moved him. Hallelujah. And all this time that she's telling her testimony, all this time she's going on and on about all the money. She's going on about all the doctors. She's going on about all of that. And Jairus is standing there listening to all that. And he did not say a word. He kept his mouth shut. Listen to me. He had spoken his faith. He had stepped across the line of faith, and he was not going to go back the other way. He spoke it, and it moved Jesus. She touched the garment, and it stopped Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's give him praise. Let's honor him. Even in verse 35, while he spake, he was still talking about this woman. There came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, so the death messenger came, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master anymore? The death message came. My little great-grandson was dead. No, he's not. No, he isn't. Like I said, he's alive. He's alive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Grief is a sin. 1 Thessalonians 4, when it says sorrow not, look it up. The Greek word there for sorrow, the Greek word there is grieve. By the Spirit of God, the great apostle said, grieve not. We are not a people without hope. Our hope is in the sure and certain resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're a people of hope. Hallelujah. Straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. Number one, the woman said it. Number two, she did it. She could have stayed, I mean, a lot of faith, but without corresponding action, she had to, she said, if I can just touch his clothes. But now she could have said, but I can't go out there. I can't do that. I can't do this. I'm skin and bones now. I can't do it. I can't go. I know if I could just touch his clothes, I would be home. She would have died right there in her room. Corresponding action. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Corresponding action. She did it. Number three, she received it. I've already pointed that out to you. She received it before she felt. She received it in her heart before she ever got out there. She had already seen herself with it before she ever got out there, because she said, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. If I just touch, she received it. She took it. She had it before she ever got out in that street. Had she not received it in there, she never would have gone out into the street. You have to see yourself with it. Stop seeing yourself sick in your mind and in your thinking. Stop seeing yourself poor in your mind and in your thinking. Begin to see yourself with all of those things you need. Begin to see it. Take time to meditate on it and see yourself well. Don't see yourself like this. Well, after all, I'm 84 years old. No, I'm not. I'm going on 85. I am not 84. I was 84 last December the 6th. I am now well into my 85th year. Thank you very much. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I see myself at 120. I see myself there. Hallelujah. The absolute prescription for healing and anything else is in the book of Proverbs chapter 4. And it is so easy. Verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Pay attention to my words. Put my word final authority in your life. If it says you're healed, you're healed. If it says you're prosperous, you're prosperous. Incline your ear unto my sayings. What God said in His covenant must take all authority if anything else anybody else has said. Let these words not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For these words are life unto those that find them, and health. The Hebrew word is medicine. This is God's medicine. This is God's medicine. This is God's medicine to all their flesh. Hallelujah. This is God's medicine. Take your medicine. The the side effects to this medicine are wonderful. Amen. Take it 3 times a day. And if you need it, double the dose. Yes. I didn't come up with that myself. My darling wife, Orion, taught me that. Glory to God. Amen. Double the dose. Double up on your Bible reading. Double up on your messages that you listen to. Double up on your CDs. Double up, double up, double up, double up. Listen to good faith preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every day. Every day. The Word of the Living God. Every day. Put your eyes on it. Hallelujah. Now, that's what I was referring to. See yourself. Keep it before your eyes. Keep it. By His stripes, you were healed. By your stripes, I am healed. I choose to believe this. I choose life. I choose blessing. I choose God. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I will teach you this as I close. The 6 eyes of faith. I believe. I will. I take it. I have it. I have faith in God. I thank you for it. And I forgive if I have aught against any. Hallelujah. Think about this now. Think about this. Faith does not work in an unforgiving heart. This woman of faith had to forgive all of the doctors. She had to forgive the fact that she was a woman of means and now had none. Faith does not work in an unforgiving heart. Well, Brother Copeland, you don't know what they did to me. Well, if you haven't forgiven, they're still doing it to you. They've forgotten all about it. And it's still working in your life. Think about this also. You have the same power on the inside of you to forgive because you have the faith of God. You have the same power to forgive. Jesus said, which is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, arise, take up your bed and walk. He said to the man that was paralyzed, take up your bed and go home. The same power that forgives heals. The same power that forgives heals. I love you. I have so enjoyed my time with you. The rest of this week is going to grow and grow and grow and grow, and before the end of this week, mighty miracles and powers will come into this place, and people will certainly be healed and made well. God loves you. I love you. And Jesus is Lord. God bless you all.